Written the title of the message the Lord had put on my heart to share for this morning, ask a question, running to or from the presence of God. Have you ever felt like running? Maybe not literally running down the road, maybe you have felt like that before, but have you ever been in a situation and you felt like you needed an escape and you just wanted to just run away? Well, I like to begin with the book of Jonah. Very familiar example in Jonah chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. It said, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me." Now keep in mind that Nineveh was an extremely wicked place. It was a place that most likely there would be great repercussions for preaching the Word of God there. You would very likely, maybe you would have been put to death, but it was that they did some horrific, horrible things in the city of Nineveh. And so the Lord came and told Jonah, I want you to get up and I want you to go to Nineveh and I want you to take my word. And it said, now, but Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And he went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it. And he was trying to get away from the presence of the Lord. Now that word presence means influence. He was trying to get away from the influence of the Lord because he would know in his mind, there's no way I can run away from God. I mean, God is everywhere. God knows where I'm at. But you know, a lot of people are still doing what Jonah is doing. They're wanting to put distance between themselves and the convicting, dealing influence of the Holy Spirit. And so Jonah wanted to, in his disobedience, he ran from duty. This morning, I want to encourage us not to run away when the Lord gives us a duty to do. When the Lord gives us a job to do, you see, when the Lord gives a job to do, He will always give us the grace to do it. The Lord will never, never put us in a situation except that He gives us the strength and the grace and the wisdom to do what He wants us to do. So when the Lord comes and things happen in life and you feel like running, I want to remind you that God is going to be in your Nineveh. I just wonder, did Jonah really think that life would be better if he ran away from the presence of God? Because you see, sometimes there's an emotional response to situations. And sometimes there's an instinctive response. But if we were to sit down and really consider logically, if God calls us to do something, and I don't want to do it in the flesh, and you know there's nothing wrong with not wanting to do God's will in the flesh. No one said amen, but what I just said was right. Jesus in the garden said, not what? My will. In other words, in the flesh, I really don't want to go to the cross. But Lord, Father, not my will. In my spirit, Jesus told Peter, didn't he? He said, the flesh, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. When the Lord gives us a job to do or places us in a situation that we want to run from it, we need to do some logical thinking. We need to consider, does God, am I going to be better off to run from doing what I know God wants me to do? And do you know that if we remove the emotion and the desires of the flesh, we will have to come to the conclusion doing God's will is going to be best. Well, Jonah wanted to get out from under the influence. You know, that's one of the reasons some people don't want to come to service. Because they want to remove themselves from the influence of the Lord. They want to remove themselves from the influence of truth. Almost as if I put some distance between me and the influence of the Holy Spirit, I won't feel as guilty or condemned, or I just won't feel as obligated. I won't feel as obligated. Because when you are around godly people, and the Spirit of the Lord is talking and moving and the Word of God is going forward, there for people that really don't want to do it, the enemy is going to try to make them want to run. I don't want to be around that. I would rather just not feel the obligation, so why make it tough on myself? I'll just try to put some distance. And that is exactly what Jonah was doing. But the reality is this morning, that running from the presence of God, running from the influence of the Holy Spirit, running away from duty, running away from our obligations, running away from things is not the answer, folks. Running away from the presence of God, at the end of the day, it will not bring about the peace and the satisfaction that really people want it to bring by getting away from God. He tried to remove himself, and so he ran, he fled from the presence of the Lord. Do you know that we can sit right in these pews? And we can have a profession and we can be running from the presence of the Lord. We can be running because I know what God is asking of me. I'm talking about now personally, all right? One on one between me and God, between you and God. And when the Spirit of the Lord is working in your life and we can still come to service and everybody can think we're doing real good spiritually, and maybe we are at the time. But the Spirit of the Lord is calling for something. Let's not run from doing what God wants us to do. Let's not run from the presence of God. You know the end, you know the story of Jonah, right? We're not going to spend much more time with Jonah now. But you know the end. Jonah did not find peace in leaving the plan of God. He found himself in the belly of a fish. Things got a whole lot worse. Things got a whole lot worse. And when he almost, it was almost like the prodigal son, because that's where we're going next. It was almost when he came to himself, it took being in the belly of a fish for him to recognize, I did wrong. Lord, I'm sorry. I humble myself. And when he humbled himself, that big fish spit Jonah back up onto dry land. Do you know the Lord gives second chances? And we're not going to stop with second. Hadn't the Lord done a whole, given you a whole lot more than second opportunities? Third, fourth, fifth? That's the long suffering and mercy of God. But Jonah had to come to a place that he recognized, you know what? This is not what I asked for. I did not want to end up in the belly of a fish. When we run away from doing what God wants, folks, so many times history has repeated itself over and over that people end up in a much worse situation than if they would have just said, Lord, I'm really struggling and I really don't want to go to Nineveh, but Lord, would you help me? In other words, if Jonah would have run to the presence of God instead of from it, if he would have come and said, Father, God, I know you've asked me to go to Nineveh. I don't want to go. I don't feel like going. I don't know how I can do it. But I know you told me to go, Father, so I need you to give me what I need. I need you to give me what I don't have because I want to be obedient. Do you know that Jonah would have found a place of strength and courage to do what God wanted him to do? So the question is, are we going to run to or from the presence of God? You see, running is action. Running is not standing still. Running is means that I am wanting either to get away from the influence of the Lord in my battle, in my trial, in my obligations, or I'm going to recognize my neediness and I'm going to run with all of my might to get closer to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to be under your influence and I need your help. The prodigal son left his father's house thinking that life would be better. Expectations of something better because he didn't recognize what he had. You know how that story ended too, don't you? Things got a whole lot worse real quickly. Why does history have to repeat itself so many times? Is it so hard for us to learn? You know, the answer to that is yes, it is. Because we're just too stubborn, folks. We just don't like to be taught. People don't. If you young people, you will be the wisest of the wise if you will look at history and recognize this truth this morning, that running from God and His way will not end up good. It won't end up good. But if you will run to the presence of God and say, Lord, I'm struggling, but I'm not going to give up, and I need your help, and I'm going to stay right, Lord, I want to stay right under your influence. The Lord will bring you out to a wealthy place, and it will get better. But when we run from the presence of God, it takes some hard knocks to wake people up sometimes. And that's what happened with the prodigal son. He was free to do what he wanted to do because he was outside of the influence of the Father. You young people know what it's like when you first get a little bit of liberty and you get your driver's license and the first time you go somewhere by yourself. You all know what I'm talking about? It's all right to say yes. And it's like, I can go wherever I want and you know what? I'm free. Use your freedom wisely. The Lord does not want us to be in bondage, but it is our freedom this morning that enables us to run to the presence of God. We have liberty this morning. Let's not use our liberty as an occasion to the flesh, but let's use our liberty and say, Lord, I want to draw closer to you. Well, the prodigal son discovered a harsh reality of life. And that was that running from Father's house really did not live up to my expectations. I lost everything that I had. What about Adam and Eve? Remember when they sinned against God, what they did? It says and you can read it in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. When they heard the voice of God, the Lord God, walking in the midst of the garden, it said Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. And do you know where they hid themselves? Anybody remember? They hid themselves amongst the trees. And do you know who created the trees? God did. We can hide ourselves from the presence of God right among lawful things. See, the prodigal son went out and lived in riotous living, all right? Wine, women, and song. He went out and just went out to experience what he thought was the real pleasures of life. He found the harsh reality was it's not there. Adam and Eve, on the other hand, hid themselves from the influence of the Lord behind the very things that God created. We can hide ourselves from the influence of the Lord among our family. We can hide ourselves and run from the presence of God right in the congregation. We can run from the presence of God with work and hobbies and things that are lawful. They're not sinful. God gave us family. God gave us the family of God. He gave us a congregation. He gave us all of these things. But we can use those things to run from the presence of God to try to drown out His influence because I'm staying so busy with family. I'm staying so busy with church work. I'm staying so busy trying to provide for my family. I'm saying so busy with things at home that I'm using him as an escape from the presence of God. So are we going to run this morning from the influence of the Lord? Or can we turn around and start coming back to the Lord saying, Father, I need some help here. Running away from God in whatever situation is not the answer. It's not the answer. And I know sometimes we don't call it running away from God because most of us here this morning, if not all of us, we know a lot of truth. So we know how to sanctify our words to phrase things so they sound spiritual. You know what I mean? We can couch things so it makes us look pretty good. But we know what we're doing. I don't want to face the influence of the Lord because I know He's calling me to something that maybe I really don't want to do. I have shared, I know, over the last few weeks, and I'll share it again this morning. The heartache of our world has really been, I guess, weighing in on me for a number of months. There are so many people in our world that have so much pain and heartache and trouble. And it's in the church and out of the church. It's God's people and people that aren't God's people. It's everywhere in life. The heartache and the pain and the hurts. And it's like, Lord, what is the answer? Because I just wish, you know, you just wish you could go and help everybody. Give them the solution that they can go and not have a problem anymore. Temporal problems, financial problems, physical problems, sicknesses, emotional needs, internal struggles, people that feel like they're just a failure in life, burdens for unsaved loved ones to the point it's just zapping the joy of the Lord. The enemy is just attacking homes and families. People are hurting. So what is the answer this morning? Is the answer going to be found in running from the presence of God? Is the answer going to be found from trying to find an escape that just to fill my life with something else so I don't have to deal with the realities of our pain and our hurt? And young people, I'm not going to paint it with a hypocritical brush. Serving the Lord does not exempt you from some of the pain of this life. But I want to tell you what, you will find that with the difficulties that life brings, it's a whole lot better to go through life with the Lord than without Him. The Lord is not part of our problem this morning, saints. Holiness, young people, holiness is not part of the problem this morning. It's actually part of the solution. But too many times the enemy wants to make us think, well, things are really rough and, oh, I'm serving the Lord, so that I'll leave the Lord as if that's gonna take care of the problems of life. No. We do need to run this morning. But let's not run from the presence of God. Let's run to the presence of God with everything we have. When you are in pain and you are hurting and you are troubled and you feel like a failure and you are overburdened and you have all of these things and you don't know what to do and you just want to run. All right, it's all right to run, but let's examine our direction this morning. Let's run into the presence of the Lord. Lord, I want to get closer to You because I am really struggling. So Lord, help me to turn and run. See, the enemy wants people to withdraw. And I don't want to put everybody else in my boat, but I think we probably all have been in the same boat before. Have you ever gone through some really tough times and you just wanted to withdraw? Am I alone in that? Isn't that kind of a natural response? And it's not that you want to walk away from God. Now, that's a different temptation, but it's just that you just want to withdraw. Do you know that the enemy, now I know Jesus withdrew into the wilderness. It was to pray, though. It was to come into the presence of the Lord. One of the worst things that we can do when we go through tough times is to withdraw ourselves, number one, from the presence of the Lord, but to withdraw ourselves from being under the influence of the preached gospel and the family of God, because we need each other. And if we choose to withdraw, because I'm going through a tough time, I really don't want to be around anybody. I felt that way before. But feelings are not the answer to our problems. That person is a real problem. So, let's just withdraw from everybody. Have you ever experienced that? It's what's happening today. We've had some real tragedies in our country the last week. There have been some people that have done, in authority that have done some really bad, horrible things. But that doesn't make every police officer a horrible person. But you see, now they're getting the brunt of it. Do you think we can do the same thing? Sometimes one person hurt us, and our tendency then is to withdraw from everybody. That's not the answer this morning. But Lord, help us to run into the presence of God with that fixed purpose and determination to follow the Lord. We need, the answer then is to flee, not from, but to flee to. Run to the Lord this morning. You young folks, run to the Lord with your hopes and your dreams and your plans. Don't run away from God. Don't think that, well, I can't be who I was really meant to be. I can't really be myself under the influence of God. Do you know the devil uses that on young people all the time? As if we're going to really become, we're going to really be ourselves by leaving the presence of God. And we become like the world. We put ourselves under their influence. Do you know that there is no place of greater satisfaction and sense of well-being in who we are than to be in the presence of the very one that created us? That doesn't exempt us from some of the heartaches that life brings. But if you think it's tough in the presence of God, you ought to experience it out of the presence of God. So Lord, help us to run with my dreams and my plans of life. And maybe to the older ones this morning, maybe it's your disappointments and your broken dreams. Do we run away from God? Is that going to be the answer? Or is it bringing our shattered dreams and saying, Lord, I want to run to you where I can find strength and courage in the presence of my Creator. Isaiah 25, and this, Brother Randy, I think read from 25 this morning. Verse 4 says this, for thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Doesn't that sound like a good place to run this morning? If you're troubled in your heart, if you're troubled in relationships, if you're troubled financially, if you're struggling this morning and it just feels like that you're just not being successful in your walk with God, running from the presence of God will not bring the end that the devil paints. That picture that you can just be, it's going to be better out there. It's not better out there. But it is better when we run to the one this morning that will be a shelter for us. He'll be a shadow from the heat. Yes, the heat's still there, but he's a refuge from the storm. He's there to encourage and strengthen and renew and reinvigorate us. But if we walk away from the presence of God, we're never going to find that strength to enable us to get up the next morning and face it with courage and joy, knowing that I'm walking in the presence of my Lord. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Thou that killest the prophets and stonest them that were sent unto thee, how often I would have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not. Jesus was talking to those that had walked away from Him. He was talking to those that rejected Him. And He said, I was here, and I wanted to gather you in, and I wanted to give you comfort, and I wanted to help you, and you wouldn't come. Why? Because you built up a wall of resistance against me. Why do we build walls this morning? To protect ourselves, right? A little bit leery. If you've ever had someone really just betray a trust, I'll tell you what, it makes you pretty leery, doesn't it? Not just of them, but everybody. It makes you double check everything twice. And I was in an accident, you know, a week ago, and I'll tell you what, it's left me not feeling real comfortable because I'm looking for the car that's not there because I didn't think it was there last week and there was one. So where is it? Is there a car there? I'm changing lanes. It doesn't feel very good. The enemy wants us to start building walls up. We think it's for our protection. And the Lord's saying, would you just, I want you to come to, just come to me. Pour out your heart. You don't have to keep it all inside, but the Lord loves us this morning. If you feel like a failure this morning, tell the Lord about it. If you feel like, if you're struggling physically or financially, or maybe there's one of, maybe you have a wayward child, or there's grandchildren that are bringing a burden on your heart, or maybe it's a marriage that's in trouble, what are we going to do with that? I'll run to the presence of God. Lord, I need some help here. I need you to renew something. I feel like something's broken inside. Have you ever felt like something was broken inside? Or as saints, are we not supposed to admit that? I'm talking about after we got saved. Okay, none of us are so spiritual. If it helps anybody to hear it this morning, I'll say it from the pulpit. And I don't know where all it's going out this morning. Sometimes after you're saved and have the Holy Spirit, things happen and you feel broken. That's okay. But the question is, what are you going to do with it? Because we're faced with a decision. We can either run from the presence of God or come with our brokenness and say, Lord, I don't want to go away from you. But I'm hurting. I'm disappointed. Maybe in yourself or maybe in others. And it seems like that the things that life has brought to me, Lord, I didn't sign up for this. You ever felt that way? I didn't sign up for this. If I would have known, I wouldn't have signed up for that. Welcome to life. Welcome to life. But welcome to the Creator who said, I wanted you to come and I wanted to gather you in. I wanted to give you comfort and strength. And I wanted to renew you. And so we sing the song, Alone with God. And in that song it says, for there I find new strength. For what? For duty. The things that are required of me as a minister. I'm speaking personally now. The things that are required as a man. The things that are required as a father. As a husband. As just the things that are required. And Lord, where do I find strength when I feel inadequate? And I feel like it's not just quite like I wanted it to be. Get alone with God. That's where you find new strength for duty, to go forward doing what God wants you to do. Don't neglect your duty this morning, but run into the presence of God. And when we humble ourselves in the presence of God, that's where we find that abundant grace beginning to work. If there are situations that you feel like you're about at the end of your proverbial rope, and it just seems like this is bad, And you know, for those that have never faced that, you may be thinking, oh yeah, that sounds a little funny. Those of you that have been in those places, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, when you come and say, Lord, I want to be faithful to you. I can't change anybody else. We don't have the power this morning to change anyone else. But I can testify to you this morning, when you run to the presence of God, you will find a joy and a deep-seated peace that enables you to be at rest in the middle of difficult situations and in the middle of difficult people, because you ran to the presence of God. So what are we going to go this morning? What direction will we run when it's like, I've got to go somewhere and you're doing this? I'd like to point you to the presence of the Lord this morning. Run to Him with all you have. The Scripture said over in Acts chapter 3, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. But it went on to say this, when the times of refreshing would come from the presence of the Lord. I'm thankful to have the Lord with me, but I have to say I am so thankful that there are times of refreshing. And if you are in a dry time or a hard time or a difficult time, run to the presence of the Lord and seek for that refreshing. And don't go anywhere that you know you shouldn't. Don't run away thinking it's better out there. So, when your grace is taxed and you are at the end of your resources, run to the presence of the Lord. Remember the Pharisees, and we'll be done here moment, just a few minutes. Remember the Pharisees brought the adulterous woman to Christ? Remember that? And they were thinking there was going to be judgment. We're going to bring her to Christ for judgment. Do you know those Pharisees did that adulterous woman probably the greatest favor that anybody had ever done? Yeah, their motivations were horrible. But they brought her to Jesus, and she didn't find judgment. She found forgiveness, and she found hope that no one else had given her. When you are at the end and the devil is telling you that God is just looking down and He's cutting you off because you made a big spiritual mess, I want you to know this morning that if you will come to Jesus, you are going to find forgiveness and restoration and hope to face another day. So where shall we go? To whom shall we go? Many are walking away. And Jesus looked at His disciples. Remember in John 6, He said, are you two going to go away? You going to run away too from My influence? And Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? To whom shall we go this morning? Thou hast the words of eternal life. The Lord loves each and every one of you this morning. The Lord is interested in your pain, in your heartache, in the struggles that maybe nobody else knows that you face in life. And the Lord is looking on His people this morning and those that aren't His people. And He's saying, how often I want to just gather you in. And I wanted to give you grace. And I wanted you to know that you're loved. And I wanted to give you the courage that you can face tomorrow and fulfill the duties of life that God has called you to. Peter, when he fell, the Lord, which direction did he run? He ran to the presence of the Lord. Judas, when he fell, the Lord, which direction did he run? He ran away. And look at the difference of their end. I believe Judas could have been forgiven. I believe Judas could have been restored. But he listened to the devil saying, there's no hope. Saints, this morning, there is hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's seek the Lord. Let's run, but let's not run from Him. Let's seek daily to run closer and closer into the presence of the Lord. May the Lord bless you.